It is Thursday, the first day of August of 2024. Currently, the time is 8:07 in downtown Wausau at our Bull Falls Studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Cloudy skies and 72 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up a little bit later on in this hour, it is Thursday, so that means at 8:34, we will have our latest edition of North Star Knows with North Star Restoration and North Star Builds, and the topics which we will discuss with Jay Cricks and John Garcia, the benefits of assignment of benefits for homeowners, and also North Star Builds and the Great Northern Cabinetry Partnership. So again, we'll be talking to North Star Restoration, North Star Builds, North Star Knows coming up at 8:34 this morning here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. But also, because it is Thursday, we start things off by being joined by the host of Up North News Radio, which you can hear right before this program, 6 till 8 a.m. every weekday morning here on Bull Falls Radio and on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Pat Kreitlow. Oh, Pat, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Holmes. How are you?
Doing good. Having a little trouble with our StreamYard this morning, so we're joined over the phone lines. Thank you for making the phone call. Actually, this morning, I heard you mentioning about our Civic Media Truth Booth. It is in Wausau for the rest of this week. In fact, right through the weekend at the Wisconsin Valley Fair. And Jorge has brought it here. We are talking to all sorts of great folks. I think we may have done something that no other truth booth has done. We actually got the mayor on the truth booth yesterday. So, which every politician should probably have to do, right?
Yes. Oh, my God. Before Election Day, even better.
Absolutely. And also,
if we've learned nothing else, Chad, it's even if you put somebody in a truth booth, you know, after Election Day, before Election Day, it doesn't matter. Sometimes the truth that they're spewing, well, it's either not true or it's going to infuriate you. Because I feel like Donald Trump was in a truth booth yesterday at the NABJ, and, you know, you get the results that he wanted you to get.
Oh, we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But before we get into the heavy news that's going on this week and as we get into August of this election year, I was talking to Jorge when he brought the truth booth yesterday at the fair. And I mentioned the fact that I went down to Milwaukee last week. A bunch of Civic Media folks were on hand. How great it was to be able to see them, because I don't see them very often being based here in Wausau. And I mentioned the fact it was Yacht Rock night. And you should have seen the look of what the heck is Yacht Rock from Jorge. And I had to, and then he said, well, who is it? And I said, Michael McDonald and Christopher Cross and a few other people. And he said, I haven't heard of them. And my first thought is, Kreitlow has a lot of work to do in spreading the gospel of Yacht Rock.
I don't know that they call it a gospel so much as just a fun musical genre, although again, at my rapidly advancing age, I'm finding a younger generation that looks at me probably the way I looked at people when they said 23 Skidoo or Dancing to Charleston or something like that.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about where we are. It is August the 1st. It's hard to believe that we're heading into the primary election in less than 2 weeks. Of course, the general coming up in early November. There's a lot of ways to go. I guess let's talk about that headline, because I was out at the fair all day yesterday and actually had some folks say, oh, man, you hear what Donald Trump did with the black journalist here today? And I had not known so until I got home and was able to sit down and watch some of those comments. You just shake your head. I mean, there seems to be so many basics when it comes to running for office and treating with people with respect and everything else that he doesn't get, and yet there are still plenty of folks who are going to follow him up. But, I mean, it's crazy, isn't it?
He gets it. He just has decided that he's going to tap into a pool of Americans who they don't want that. They weren't necessarily raised by wolves, but they certainly have no use for norms, traditions, manners, diversity, inclusion. They see these things as hostile points, and Trump knew all that, and he was going in to do it. My take on it isn't that it was an embarrassment for him, because he does not have the capacity to be embarrassed. But where I feel bad for him is that his inner circle, family, friends, political advisors, whatever, nobody loves him enough to tell him how wildly and inappropriate that is. I have friends, I have neighbors, I have had family members who would talk exactly like that, but they would not dream of talking that way outside of, say, their inner circle. You know, they put on a good face on the outside. And I think more of us are doing a better job of inside, like at the family dinner table or whatever, of saying, Uncle Bob, that's wrong, and that's really not appropriate. And frankly, you should feel some sense of shame that you're even talking like that. And nobody loves Donald Trump enough to tell him just how wrong he is, that he, as a rich old white guy, does not get to choose what race somebody belongs to based on right. his observations. You know, as has been noted when he talked about Kamala Harris and others who, you know, are of mixed race, what he forgets is that if you have, and this was in the eyes of our founding fathers, if you have a drop of black blood in you, you count as black. You know, Barack Obama is 50% black, 50% white. How do people see Barack Obama? As a black man, because they see nothing but the color of his skin and that he has some African heritage in him. And it doesn't matter if he claims to be from Kansas, which is where he was raised for a big chunk of his life, they want to deny him that because they have the privilege of being able to do that. J.D. Vance's remarks last night reacting to all this were perhaps even more abhorrent than Trump's, because he again said, oh, well, Kamala Harris, you know, she says she's from here, but wherever it is that she's from, he doesn't get to determine that, especially somebody as fraudulent as he is, who claims to be from, you know, Appalachia when he grew up in a nice middle-class home in the suburbs.
Another thing that I've kind of noticed, and I was talking to folks again at the fair, went over to Democratic Party booth, it seems as though, and again, there's probably still much work to be done, but over the last number of weeks, people are much more aware of Project 2025. It felt like nobody really knew about it a month or two ago. Do you have that sense as well, that people are, number one, engaging with some of these issues that we have to think about as we get closer to November, and that people are saying, hey, these are some weird ideas as it's being put by a lot of folks right now around the country concerning Republicans?
Well, and it's so funny to watch Donald Trump try to put distance between himself and 2025 when he's not disavowing anything that's in there. I mean, he's saying it's extreme. Some of it is extreme, but he's not saying he won't do it, because he will do it. And the example I come back to repeatedly is Scott Walker, because, again, so much of what happens with the right wing at the national level, we actually saw first with the right wing in Wisconsin with our own friends and neighbors. You had Scott Walker, when running for a second term, asked repeatedly in the follow-up to Act 10, as some Republican legislators want to pass so-called right-to-work laws, which are actually just union-busting laws, you know, is that going to be part of your second term? And he repeatedly feigned surprise, like, oh, I can't believe you'd ask me that. That's not a priority for me. I don't bring these things up. Well, of course, he won a second term, and the Republicans in the legislature, within days of the session starting in January, passed these anti-union bills, and he signed them as quick as can be. So there is no level of trust when somebody like a Donald Trump says, oh, I have nothing to do with Project 2025. If folks look at that and understand not everything is going to be there, not everything's going to pass into law, but some of it is, and it's going to hurt people, and you might be the person that's hurt by this decision or that. So, yeah, it's a valid issue. It's going to continue to be a valid issue because it's 900 pages of bad ideas. And so I'm glad that the public is learning more. I just don't want them to become jaded about it or overconfident that things won't happen. This isn't just a wish list for Donald Trump winning. This is a wish list for any time conservatives are in power from now going forward.
And one way the conservatives can push that through is to have majorities in both houses of the Congress. And, of course, a big race is right here in Wisconsin. When I get home every evening after hanging out at the fair this week, I've been watching some Olympics, and I've been seeing a lot of Eric Hovde standing in his USA shirt and acting like Captain America. And again, as I watch these commercials, and again, he offers no solutions. He just has a laundry list of things he doesn't like. All of a sudden last night, it came to me. This guy offers nothing besides to people who are going to vote Republican anyways. I actually thought about that. What does this guy offer anybody other than those who were going to vote Republican if there was a corpse on the ballot? Because I watched this guy, and there's nothing there. It's an empty vessel. Maybe it's not an empty vessel. He just doesn't tell us exactly.
No, it is exactly. And Joseph Pecky said the exact same thing last week on our show, that the more you look at him, and you're realizing it now, and more people are realizing it. There's nothing there. It is such standard right wing pablum to say we need to close the border and we need to cut spending without actually understanding or being specific on what spending he would cut and what is your solution for the border. There's nothing there. He is as shallow as they come, and I just don't see this getting any better for him as people keep learning about him.
Host of Up North News Radio, 6 till 8 a.m. every weekday morning right here on Bull Falls Radio. Pat Kreitlow, thanks again for the time. Have yourself a great Thursday and a great weekend.
All right, you too. See ya.
Coming up, we're going to take a peek at the weather forecast. And again, coming up at 8:34, it will be North Star Nose right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Local radio thrives when it serves the community. WXCO is no different, and we're looking to add someone to our staff that is well-connected around town. Someone who can help our local businesses increase traffic and their visibility among our audience. From connecting clients with high school sports, local news and weather, or the Chad Holmes Show. If you know local business owners, we'd like to get to know you. If you'd like to know more about this opportunity, send me Chad Holmes a message at chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. That's chad.holmes@civicmedia.us, and let's set up a time to talk.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Home Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com. mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Having some issues with our Facebook stream today, so no Facebook stream, so strictly audio today. So, again, plenty of ways to catch the program. And, of course, if you miss any of our programs, you can go to the podcast page at BullFallsRadio.com, CivicMedia.us, go to the shows, click on the Chad Holmes Show, and you can get all the previous shows right there at the touch of a finger. And also, wherever your podcast, just search Chad Holmes Show, and you'll be able to, again, go to our page and be able to relive any of the interviews or discussions that we've had here on this program. Again, this morning, unable to be joined by Brittany Rouleau. She's been fighting a bug this week, a bit under the weather, so she is not with us. Hopefully back tomorrow, or else take it easy, Brittany, and hopefully be back for sure by the start of next week. But weather-wise, again, a bit of a overcast start here in north central Wisconsin, and mostly cloudy skies expected for the remainder of your Thursday. There is a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 11 a.m. in a high near 82 degrees. East-northeast winds, 5 to 7 miles per hour. And some of these rainfall amounts could get up there. If you get caught in one of these thunderstorms, new rainfall amounts could be between half and three-quarters of an inch possible. Tonight, again, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 10 p.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and a low of 64. And then the sun comes in for the remainder of the weekend. Tomorrow, sunny, warm, a high near 88. Saturday, sunny, warm, a high near 86. And then Sunday, boy, looks like a beautiful day. Sunny and a bit cooler, high near 79 degrees. So again, as we get past today and tonight, it looks like fantastic weather for the remainder of the weekend here in north central Wisconsin. Right now in Wausau, a few clouds and 72 degrees. Winds are out of the east at 8 miles per hour. The dew point is 69. Relative humidity of 91%. The barometer at 29.94 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. Before we go any further, need to say good morning to our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
I said it earlier, the Truth Booth has arrived. You and I have been there the last couple of days.
Yep.
At Marathon Park for the Wisconsin Valley Fair. It's been great to see a bunch of folks. We got the Truth Booth set up late yesterday afternoon, just as you were leaving. And then we had some really good folks who stopped by. Did not get out of there.
You said you had the mayor on there.
Yeah, the mayor. In fact, we were about to kind of close up shop. It was almost 8 o'clock. And it was a long afternoon into the evening, and the mayor popped in, and then Jorge, who is he's come up one of our VPs for Madison in terms of promotion, and was able to say, "Hey, mayor, come on in and get on the Truth Booth," and he did, and he was able to talk about some of his favorite things about Wausau and about the fair. Also, a little bit earlier, we had the three young ladies who are members of the Central Wisconsin Storm State Tournament Championship hockey team from last winter. They popped on by and got some of our Bull Falls t-shirts and were able to speak at the Truth Booth as well. So again, we had some good folks stop on by. The Truth Booth will be there for the remainder of the week. Ian and I will be there as well. We'll be there right through the end of the fair on Sunday, along with Jorge as well. And we encourage you to come on by. In addition, if you come to the Truth Booth and give us your story, we'll get you a Bull Falls Radio t-shirt. Really, people like the shirts. They really do. They like the design and everything else. But also, if you come by and be part of the Truth Booth, you'll be part of a drawing. Well, you'll have a chance to win tickets to the Demolition Derby on Sunday here at the Wisconsin Valley Fair. And also, we are going to be giving away some overnight passes to the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. So, T-shirt, Demolition Derby tickets, and an overnight pass to the Chula Vista. So, a lot.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, and I know that what our way we've been doing it is you've come and replaced me for a few hours during the afternoon, so I didn't really have a chance to talk to you before you took off yesterday. Have folks stop on by? Were you able to talk to a few people at the booth yesterday?
I was able to talk to a few people. Not as busy as it was on Tuesday. We still had quite a few people who came by. A lot of people were very intrigued by the shirts, as you said. And a lot of the kids were we're interested in the stickers as well.
Well, that's good.
I did get to talk to a few people who said they were daily listeners of the show. It's always nice to, you know, talk to people who are interested in the programs, especially with our show on the number of the day.
Yeah. And it's actually interesting.
I haven't been quizzed yet.
It's actually interesting because you get that. You got people who really enjoy listening. And then there are people that will stop by and they'll have a quizzical look on their face. And they'll ask us, well, what's your frequency? What radio station are you?
I have had a few of those questions, yes.
So that's one good reason why we're out there, because then we can explain what we are in terms of all the programming that comes not just here in Wausau, but all of our programming basically comes from the state of Wisconsin. All of our other shows that you can hear weekdays especially, and on the weekends as well, are all Wisconsin-based. And people, I think, are impressed with that we are not taking the normal syndicated fare and really keeping things focused on Wisconsin. And I think people enjoy that and enjoy this show being focused here in north central Wisconsin. So, again, if you have an opportunity, if you're heading out to the Wisconsin Valley Fair today, tomorrow, Saturday or Sunday, we are in the exhibition building. It is the northwest wing of the exhibition building. Got different wings of the building. Again, they put us in the same wing with the GOP. And so if you're stopping by the GOP booth, stop on by our booth as well. But lots of interesting businesses, lots of interesting groups, and a lot of folks to say hello to. But again, if you are at the fair, come on in, say hello. Sit down at the Truth booth. We'll hook you up with that T-shirt and give you a chance to win as well. And also make sure you say hello to Ian when he's there later this afternoon. So
yes, I will be there.
And I know it's been a busy week for you. I got to say, I'm a bit drained myself this morning after being there pretty late last night. And
I will probably be drained after Friday. Absolutely.
Well, you got to be drained after Sunday.
My gosh.
We're going to come back, information update, news, weather, and sports. And then after that, North Star Knows, another edition of North Star Knows coming up here on this Thursday morning, the first day of August. Yep, start of a new month. Glad you could be with us here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It is Thursday, so time yet for another edition of North Star Knows. Again, we are joined by North Star Restoration and North Star Builds. Jay Cricks and John Garcia, gentlemen, good to see you again.
Absolutely, great to be back.
Good to see you.
I tell you, Thursday comes around so fast, doesn't it?
It does. It comes around very fast. I thought yesterday was Tuesday, and I was like, oh, I got another day or two before the show. And then it dawned on me about 4:45 last night. I'm like, wait, today's Wednesday. I got a show tomorrow. So.
And you're always so nice enough to send me the topics for the show.
Absolutely.
And I was at the fair, and I'm looking at my email. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
From Jim. Yeah. So, and today, again, I mean, every week, there's so many different areas that you guys really deal with, one way or the other. What's on the itinerary here for today?
Well, today we're going to be discussing kind of like one of the preliminary steps that we take when we first start to onboard a client. And we're going to be talking about direction to pay and assignment of benefits today. At least for my portion.
Right. And John, what are you going to be talking about later on?
We're going to be talking about Great Northern Cabinetry. We're actually a cabinet dealer for them, so we're going to dive into that a little bit, talk about it, and give you some good info.
Fantastic. I guess, Jay, again, this is one of those areas, again, that folks really have to be aware of. I mean,
yes, they do.
I mean, there's so many. I think sometimes people are listening to our program and think, man, there's so many things I need to know. Well, there are so many things you need to know, and especially, I mean, the claims process. I mean, again, you can't afford to have things fall between the cracks, can you?
Exactly. So AOB, assignment of benefits, you know, direction of pay. This sounds like some pretty scary language. Like, oh my God, am I going to get ripped off?
So, I was actually thinking that when I was looking at it last night.
Absolutely. So, you know, if you're in a coastal state or in a place where, you know, like a big storm surge comes through and a bunch of contractors, you know, flood into your town and your area, I would absolutely say, hey, you know what? You might want to be very careful about signing an AOB with anybody, because who knows if they're going to be around next week to actually do the work. So there have been some things, you know, around the country where AOBs are looked on as a negative thing. But if you really think about it, if you're an established company in your local area, it's no different than going to an auto repair shop or even going to the emergency room. There's initial paperwork that needs to get filled out when you arrive with either your damaged car or when you walk in. And basically what that does is it gives the contractor permission to actually speak with the insurance company directly, handle the claims and billing process one-on-one with them. And really, it helps expedite the process, so to say.
But you say, again, another word that I think we talk about a lot is trust.
Sure.
You have to be able to trust them. Whenever you give permission to basically, you know, as you said, talk about your medical records or talk about you know, in terms of fixing up your home, how you said there's times you need to be aware maybe that these folks are not.
Sure.
And then there's other how do, I guess for somebody, again, put myself as the Mr. Sure. Layman here, what should someone like myself be looking for?
Well, make sure that they have an established reputation in your community, first of all. So, you know, see if they've got Google reviews, see if what the word is about them. If you've never heard of the company before, I would absolutely be having a conversation with my insurance company and saying, hey, is this something that I want to do? Now, we've got a couple different types of customers out there. Some customers are very hands-on and want to be involved deeply with the claims process, and that's okay. We can, you know, go through them as a conduit through the insurance company. Some customers don't want to have anything to do with it. They want to be like, hey, where can I sign? Right. I just want this nightmare taken care of, and I don't want to have to talk to an insurance adjuster. You know, they've already interviewed me. They already talked to me about everything. Can you please just take this burden off my plate? And that's where direction to pay and AOB comes into place, because then it gives us, like I'd mentioned earlier, the ability to, you know, work directly with the insurance company. And really, it removes a lot of fear also, because you don't have to worry about any out-of-pocket expenses that may come up if you hire a contractor that starts doing things outside of the scope. And now, oh, well, insurance is only going to pay for this part. Now you may have to pay for this out of pocket. You know, everything is dealt with directly. We agree on the scope. We get the work done. And then they basically cut the check back to the restoration company, just like an auto repair shop, just like the hospital gets paid. And then it's done.
Could you explain a little bit more about the outside of scope? How would that happen? Because I was thinking about that myself to make sure that you don't get caught, as you said, with these out of pocket. How would that happen?
So basically, you know, sometimes I'm not going to mention any companies by name, but sometimes they do things that the insurance company maybe doesn't agree with. And now you've submitted the paperwork to the homeowner, and now the homeowner says, okay, here you go, Mr. Insurance Company, here's the bill. Now they're going to audit that file. They're going to look at that scope of work that was done, and now there might be a few things on there where they're going to pencil those line items and highlight them in red and be like, hey, wait, we don't pay for that. We don't pay for that. And now maybe that they don't just pay for it, but maybe they don't want to pay as much for it. So if that conversation is happening up front with the contractor doing the work with the insurance company, they're going to negotiate those pricing, those line items up front. That way there's no surprises for the homeowner in the end.
And that, I can just only imagine how much anger that would lead to be honest with you.
Frustration, all kinds of feelings come up when insurance companies start telling homeowners that, oh, you know what, we don't pay for that. And then the contractor is basically giving them the bill, going, here you go. We did the work. You agreed to it. And it can cause a very uncomfortable conversation. So it's really good to make sure that the customer is in on it, you know, in on the conversation,
right,
as well as the insurance company. And that way we're performing the proper scope of work. And if there is going to be any points of contention, they're being dealt with up front.
Again, we're talking to Jay Cricks and John Garcia, North Star Restoration, North Star Builds, North Star Knows, every Thursday morning here on Bow Falls Radio. And we say North Star. And obviously, you have experience and expertise in this. What's your role for folks if they were working with North Star in a situation like this?
Well, I guess it's sort of what we've already been talking about, you know. We come in, we deal, you know, we meet with the homeowner, we have them sign out, you know, fill out all the paperwork that needs to be filled out, and we sort of discuss all the steps. Now, there's two processes. One is the mitigation process, so that's going to be the cleanup from the devastation, and then there's going to be the repair process. And there would be separate contracts, we'll call them, in place for each step in the way, because we want to make sure that this process is done, cleaned up, paid for, and now we're going to start this process over here. And as long as we've got a conversation going with the insurance company, we know that they're going to be processing the payment and sending it directly, it's really easy to keep that process moving forward. So really what it comes down to is it really simplifies the claims process. It's, you know, it relieves that stress for the homeowner. They know that their claim is being handled by an expert, and they have somebody working for them on their behalf, but then communicating directly with the insurance company. And that's a big problem, because a lot of homeowners have never gone through this process before, so they really don't know what the insurance companies are looking for. You know, what's an expected timeline to hear back, or when do they want this piece of information in? When do they need this piece of information? Well, we do it every day, so we're very familiar with how to communicate and which, I guess, buttons to push and which levers to pull to make sure that the process is moving quickly, efficiently, without the stress or, I guess, the unanswered questions of, like, is this all going to be paid for? And all those things that roll around through a homeowner's head.
Does, again, as you explain it, popping into my mind, does this go back to one of our previous discussions, again, about knowing what's in your policies? Again, I mean, this, because it sounds as though, again, it would be, frankly, too late to change anything when you get to
correct.
This point.
Yes, that is correct. So all that gets vetted out right away. So once we've got permission to speak with the insurance company, they can say, okay, this is what this policy covers. And sometimes, unfortunately, there is no coverage, depending on the type of loss. And that's a very tough conversation. Typically, the insurance company will have that directly with the homeowner. But, you know, for instance, you know, some of that localized flooding that we had a few weeks back, where you've got surface water running, you know, across the surface of the ground and maybe through a basement window, or maybe bubbling up through the foundation, a lot of that stuff's not covered. And if you just bring somebody in right away and, you know, have them start going to town without actually checking what sort of coverages you may have, you may end up with a large bill out of pocket.
Again, protecting the homeowner. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Part of the role of North Star and anybody else, and frankly, it's part of for the insurance company as well.
And
I think
having good communication.
Right.
Really,
right.
Really laying all the cards out there right up front, so understanding what parameters we're working inside of. So whether there's coverage or there's not coverage, we know how to move forward with the homeowner and have that conversation and basically say, hey, this is great. You've got full coverage for everything. We're going to take care of you. Or you've got limited coverage. These are some things that we can do. These are some things that maybe we could recommend that you do. Or you've got no coverage. How would you like to proceed?
How do you do that in that situation? I'm kind of curious, because it sounds as though that is like...
That's a tough one.
There would be like very few good answers, you know, sitting from this side of the table.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It really depends on the ability of the homeowner when there's no coverage. What are their capabilities? Maybe they don't mind paying out of pocket. Maybe they don't care. Maybe they're very well to do and they're like,
right,
okay, well, whatever, take care of it. You know? Otherwise, sometimes if they've got limited income, they're like, okay, what can we do to get this home basically safe, clean, and sanitized? We'll deal with the repairs later. And then we walk through that process, and maybe they're like, okay, what portion can we do? Okay, here's maybe something that you could do. And every scenario is a little bit different. A lot of times it's basically debris removal and light cleaning on the homeowner's part, and then we can come in and do the heavy lifting and maybe some deep cleaning and sanitizing. But it really depends on the situation, depending on the type of the loss.
Well, just real quick as well, I guess, you know, has there been an experience that you'd say was the biggest pothole that you've ever run into in a situation like this? Or is it pretty straightforward normally?
Yeah, no, there are some potholes. It's riddled with potholes sometimes. sometimes there's a lack of communication is really what it comes down to. Not having the right paperwork in place, sometimes long delays in payment. Sometimes we've overextended and paid to do a, you know, six-figure repair project, and the insurance company is holding back the funds. And really... it comes down to having the right pieces of paperwork in place and having that ability to communicate not only with the homeowner, but also with the insurance company that helps expedite the process. Those are the biggest potholes for us as a company, is when we start extending and paying for things, right, and then there's no money coming back. It's like, how do you handle everybody when you're paying for everything and waiting to get paid? So those are some potholes.
And but, also, it comes back to me as something talked about with John previously about, again, having that record. You are very much, you keep track of everything, and that sounds vital in situations like this as well, right?
Yeah, you got to really keep a detailed documentation of everything that's going on. Just so, you know, if insurance does turn around and go, well, you know, these things, we're not sure why they're on here, we're not sure they're going to be covered. If you have the documentation, you know the policy, you know that, you know, they're going to be covering certain things, you can explain that and show them. And most of the time, insurance is good. If you have your proper documentation for those things, they're gonna cover you for sure.
We're coming up again on a timeout, but before we finish up this portion of the program, again, maybe the one or two highlights that people need to take away again, the benefits, and maybe again, you know, the things you have to think about.
So benefit, well, the things you need to think about is, who are you working with, first of all? Have you heard of them before? Have you seen them around town? Or is this a fly-by-night company that just came into your area to help with a major storm that just blew through? Are you going to see these guys again? Do they have employees that work in the area? Right. You know, do their kids go to Everest or West? You know, are these just some guys from out of state that, you know, have a bunch of temp laborers?
Right.
That would be some red flags. You know, are you local? You know, some of the positives we already mentioned. It simplifies the process. Less stress for you to worry about that things are claimed or not claimed, you know, covered. You got an expert handling your claim, and you've got an advocate working for you. So those are the positives, and you just need to be careful with who you're working for. And I guess the one final thing I would say is, you can't over-communicate.
Coming up in just over a minute, we're going to turn it over to John Garcia. Again, what is the focus going to be for the remainder of the program?
We're going to be talking about Great Northern Cabinetry and how we can help you out with your cabinets.
Fantastic. Again, we're going to come back here in just over a minute. It is Thursday. That means it's North Star Knows with North Star Restoration and North Star Builds with Jay Cricks and John Garcia. I'm Chad Holmes. And again, don't forget as well, we've had so many discussions with North Star on different aspects of the home process. Mm-hmm. And there's always, if you missed anything, you can go back wherever you get your podcast, search out Chad Holmes Show. Go to BowFallsRadio.com, click on shows, go to Chad Holmes Show, and go back to our Thursday discussions with North Star. And you can also go to civicmedia.us as well. Again, there's been so many different, very interesting and informative conversations we've had with these gentlemen over the last number of months. The time is almost 8:49. We'll be back in 1 minute. North Star Knows, North Star Restoration and North Star Builds with Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. It is North Star Knows here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And here in the second part of our program, Great Northern Cabinetry and North Star Builds is a new partnership with North Star. Now we're going to turn to John Garcia. And again, and I was just saying, you guys got a lot of great partners, don't you?
Yeah, you have to. It's important to build those relationships. That way you can offer your clients, you know, the best possible products. So like we've talked about before, we're really big on customer service. So the one way to get better service for customers for products like cabinets is to develop and have this relationship, becoming a dealer with Great Northern Cabinetry. It gives us the ability to have an in-depth customer service relationship with them, where, you know, when we're going through the process of cabinets and design and ordering, we have a little bit more backbone to stand on, right, when it comes to dealing with anything that may arise, getting the help we need, contacting anybody at the company if we have questions, versus, you know, some companies that we used to do it too. We order cabinets from like a building supply house. Mm-hmm. Well, the building supply house is in direct contact with the manufacturer. We're not in direct contact with the manufacturer. So you're relying on that person to get you the info you need. you don't really have as much of a leg to stand on when it comes to getting the customer service directly from the manufacturer. So that's the biggest reason why we went to Great Northern Cabinetry.
Let's talk a little bit about Great Northern Cabinetry. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a really solid, good old-fashioned American builder, isn't it?
Yep, yeah. So they've been around since 1972. They're up in Little Rib Lake, Wisconsin, which is about 50 minutes from our shop. So pretty local if you think about it.
But good luck getting cell service.
When you're up there, it's pretty limited.
But, I've been up there a few times myself.
So they have about 70 to 80 employees there. We obviously know to be around for 50 years in a small town like that, you have to have great customer service, a very reputable product, and help everyone when they're in need. So they have done a great job building up their business, creating quality cabinets for 50 plus years.
How does it work then between you and them in terms of like when you're building projects, if somebody is working with North Star Builds, how does that connection work?
Yeah, so what happens is we'll set up a consultation. Somebody comes in, let's say they want a kitchen remodel. We'll do the whole design of the whole kitchen. We have a program that we use called Pro Kitchen, and we actually have the Great Northern Cabinetry catalog built into our program. So we have every single cabinet that they offer and the stain colors, the door style. So when we build it, you're going to see exactly what it looks like in that door style, in that species, in that stain color, in that paint color. So once we build that, it actually creates a bill of materials for all those cabinets that I can just send directly right to Great Northern Cabinetry. Then their estimators take it. They build the pricing, get it back to me. Then I can work that up into the estimate, get it to the homeowner. Not only do they get that, they get a link that I can send them that they open up on their computer and they can do a 3D walkthrough of their kitchen by themselves.
And then from that point, it makes it real easy for the step to actually install, correct?
Correct. Yep. And we have all our own in-house installers that work for us, which is another feather in the cap. You're not getting cabinets from a manufacturer and then now somebody else is coming to install them that has nothing to do with them.
Right.
Being that we're a dealer for them and we have our own in-house installers, it just makes it a very seamless process when it comes to getting the cabinets, inspecting them, making sure you have all the right parts, and then getting them installed properly.
Turning back again to that 3D viewpoint, when I've been talking to you quite a bit over the last number of weeks, that is a very... I imagine people love that opportunity to get that real feel for what it's going to be like when it's actually installed. I mean, sometimes I'll be complaining about technology from time to time. Yeah. But, boy, this is an aspect of it that really is cool, and especially for the folks that want to have that little feel. Well, I got it in my mind, but maybe it's not going to be. This gives them, I think, a little bit of a feeling of security.
Yes, the biggest thing is trust. As soon as they can see it and know what it's going to look like and they can feel like they're in their kitchen, that's when they go, okay, this is the correct decision. This is the correct layout. These are the correct cabinets for my space. This is what my kitchen's been lacking. This is now what I needed. And that really gives them that extra step up to go, okay, let's make this commitment and get these cabinets.
And again, something you've also talked about quite a bit, and I think it connects here with Great Northern, is that the quality aspect.
Correct.
I mean, you just said it. I mean, you don't stay in business in a small northern Wisconsin town for as long as they have without having the quality, because you got to have people coming back to you. But that's just generally what you guys look for, isn't it?
I mean, so even before this happened, and I've known about Great Northern Cabinetry for many years. I grew up 20 miles from where they're located. And so I've known them my whole life. And, you know, one of the things I did is I went there, I met with everybody that works there. I took a plant tour. I watched them build these cabinets. I watched them at every station. I watched them build the face frames. They build their own doors. Their finishes on their stain and their paint are unbelievable. So they do a scuff sequence in between all their coats. And when they come out, I mean, they're flawless. So we have a bunch of cabinet displays that we just installed in our showroom. And when you come in to look at them, I mean, it's just, they're so smooth. Mm-hmm. They're so crisp. It's a great looking cabinet.
And now there's folks out there right now thinking, hey, this sounds cool. We are thinking about a kitchen rebuild or a kitchen installation or something from scratch, whatever it may be. Is there an opportunity to maybe take advantage of this new partnership?
Absolutely. So our showroom's going to be open here in the near future. So actually we're going to be running a 15% off promotion for cabinets. And that's going to be for about a month long after we open the showroom. And all you have to do is you can go on northstar-builds.com and you can click the button, get a quote. You can enter in all your information, say, hey, you're looking for, whether it's a bathroom vanity, whether it's kitchen, put it in there. We'll get that info. That way Adele can reach out to you. We'll get a consultation set up. You can come in, look at all the door styles, all the colors, check them out because they're in our showroom. All the cabinets in there are all Great Northern Cabinetry. So you get to really get a hands-on look at them, check them out, and really dial in what you want.
And along that line for both you guys, go to the websites because have these consultations. If you're just thinking about whether it's a kitchen installation or any other building project, start that process. Because, again, something I've got from you guys in these discussions is you're so willing just to have these conversations. Because I think, again, sitting at this side of the table, there would be 1,000 questions to be asked to start the process. And that's the way you start. Go to northstar-builds.com
northstarrestorationservices.com.
And then you can set up that consultation. And that's a great way to start, right?
Absolutely.
And I guess as we wrap up, any final thoughts for either of you guys here in the last minute?
Just we're excited for the showroom to open. We're going to have a bunch of great quality products in there for everyone to check out. So just reach out on the website and get a hold of us and we'll get it going.
Cannot underline that enough. Reach out. Have that first conversation. I got to tell you, I enjoy talking to these guys every week. I'm sure you guys will love talking to them again. Yeah. John Garcia, North Star Builds. Jay Cricks, North Star Restoration. Thanks again for your time. And
thank you.
Try to stay cool and dry here.
Absolutely.
And we'll catch you again next week.
Have a great week at the fair, Chad.
Absolutely. Jay and John with us on Thursdays. Coming up, hour number two of the program. And coming up next, an information update. News, weather, and sports. And then hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.